Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
So you're barely going to talk about it.
I will.
We are live here on a Thursday. It's Moneyline. Welcome into the grid and a crazy day here on the grid. Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. Lines are moving. When we call something Moneyline, there are theoretically money lines moving around right now that, quite frankly, the common person might not understand. Why? Let me preface this. Wild line movement live on the air earlier today. Me, Kevin, and JY, lines are locked. They reopen. About what? I don't know, 30, 40 minutes later, whatever it was. Minus 6,000, right? Minus 6,000. Talking about the NBA draft tonight with the number one overall pick. So I'm like, oh, well, it looks like that's all done and the same. I see Kevin send out a tweet, and I went right to FanDuel, basically a dead heat once again for the number one pick. Moments later, minus 330 now for Jabari Smith. This is something we've never seen, and I can't get enough of it.
Now, before we even get to the odds, should we take a shot to start? Should we take a shot at some people, maybe? Now,
go.
Now, Donnie, is it fair to say that you've been in the sports betting business for a while? Is that fair to say? Okay.
Yeah.
I've been here not as long, but I like to think that I'm dedicated to the craft. Saw a tweet today. We don't ever have to name names. You can always find the tweets yourselves if you need to. People who are saying they've never seen anything like this, clearly of new to the betting space. Oh, my goodness. Don't you remember when Trayvon Walker just a month ago was minus 140 a day before the draft? Hey, man, you aren't paying attention and should sit it out, eh? Why don't you sit it out? Because you don't know what's going on. Jabari Smith went from minus 140 to minus 600 to minus 140 to minus 600, and an hour later was plus 150 because Paolo was going. Then Walsh said, here's the script. I ruined the show. Here's the first, second, and third pick, and I'm going to see if I can get you the Kings news in an hour. And people, Donnie, for the first time ever, said, hey, Woj, you actually don't have the sauce. Donnie, Jabari Smith opened up because I wanted to see that first initial reopening number when you and I were live on the show. Minus, no exaggeration, 20,000. You had to bet 20 grand.
Oh, is that what it was?
20 grand to win $100. A car is what you had to put. And Donnie, before you and I get ready to rock and roll, this thing was down to a minus 135. So some people can sit this out because people who actually know what they're talking about are telling you, you haven't ever seen anything like this.
I mean, this is amazing. It really, and now 420 now. So it seems like now another phone call got made down to the Orlando Magic and made sure that Jabari Smith is the pick. Because when you're talking about the slow tidal wave of steam, right? Ooh, you could see it start to move. Next day, it moves a little bit more. Next day, it moves a little bit more. Now Trayvon Walker and Hutchinson are even, but it moves again in Trayvon Walker's fashion. And then all of a sudden on draft day, it keeps moving in his fashion. It's never swung so violently in a week's time where it almost looks like you would have to think it's like betting syndicates having fun with sports books. Doesn't it feel like that? Because there's no other word for this. There's no other word for this.
I'll give you the perfect analogy. There's an old in-play Sports Tonight story, one of my favorites this consig ever told us, when they were trying to learn kind of how their live betting algorithms work, and they gave him, you know, kind of fake money in an account, right?
It was,
you know, but they, I think they said they gave him maybe like $2,000, and in like 20 minutes he had spent it all. They're like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm just
money. Yeah, I think it was 10. I think it was,
maybe it was 10,
like 10 grand and it had like 70 bets in. Like, well, hold on. What are you doing here?
And he just kept betting runs, right?
Yes.
He had both teams getting 14 and a half somehow, right? Just utter math. And it almost feels like you're right. Some groups have funny money sitting around. You know what would be the funniest thing of all time? if we just basically make them chase their tail all day long
yes.
on Jabari and Paolo, and just so mm-hmm. people, and let me add this additional aspect to it, Donnie. Mm-hmm. FanDuel, massive credit today. DraftKings, tapped out. Caesars, tapped yes. out. They don't yes. have top three odds anymore.
Yeah, but I couldn't even. I'm telling you right now. You say that, but I remember talking. I said, "Look, I got a play I got to put out here for the NBA draft." And like, you know what? You need to check out DraftKings. They have a lot of Kevin. I'm on DraftKings once again right now. I can't find how to bet the draft. No,
DraftKings?
And I'm not even. It's not even a bit. Okay. Like I'm not even putting a bit out here.
No.
Like I'm on DraftKings right now, and I see okay basketball, and there's a tab for NBA, WNBA, Big Three, EuroLeague, or view all 11. Which means if I click, it's somehow all 11 leagues. So if I click NBA, champion, conference winner. If I click all 11, it must be something different here. Nothing pops up that says draft, but you know what pops up? Big Three. I can't even fathom what's going on here.
Let me tell you this. And everybody know, Donnie, you know this. Would I not love an opportunity here to take you to task on not being able to how to use the internet?
Yes.
Donnie is completely right. Here's the secret, okay, that I found out. And the only reason I found this out is basically because tonight I'm hosting a draft show, Donnie. Trying to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It is, and I don't know if this is intentional, a mobile exclusive market.
Oh, because wow.
Because I get it on my phone very easily. Donnie, I have been to every single state across this good country that DraftKings offers bets in to think that I was being somehow in the wrong state, as if I was now questioning whether or not New Jersey had draft odds. So you're not wrong. You're not lost. They are. They're not letting people bet the draft on their website.
Yes. It's a new day, a new dollar, or maybe some companies don't want any dollars, but I thought that was hilarious. One of the biggest bets you can make tonight, or probably most popular markets, is the draft. I can't find it, so I can't bet it. So, of course, I went back to FanDuel and found what I needed. But my goodness, we got a lot to go over in this show, so make sure you stay tuned with us right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here on Moneyline, and a lot is going on. Sonny Wrightside and also Kevin Walsh here. SiriusXM Channel 159 right here on The Grid. And I know we have a ton of NBA action to get to, but a stacked Major League Baseball card already underway. Let's go over some of these numbers. In the third inning already, the Colorado Rockies have a 2-1 lead over the Miami Marlins. The Giants, in the second inning, are already down 6-1 to the Atlanta Braves. Now, we went over this game a little bit this morning. Said, okay, you know, what probably makes some sense? And I thought an under. But my comments next to the under are, watch out. Very good bats from the Atlanta Braves, and they are doing damage here in the first inning. Dodgers 1-0 over the Cincinnati Reds. The Pirates 1-0 over the Chicago Cubs. And just getting underway, a play that I have today, the Cleveland Guardians team total over 4.5 at a -105 price. Just a straight fade of their pitcher on the mound today, which is Smeltzer. We'll see how that works out. But a huge card already ready to go. And also, Kevin, one more game kicks off in the 2 o'clock hour, and then another one in the 3 o'clock hour. So something to keep an eye on today, along with the NBA draft. And I am checking out. Look at this. Hold on. Odds boost here. 2+ hits recorded in the first inning of multiple games. Yeah, no thanks on that. All right, let's get back to the. Come on. I mean, what is that? Jeez. Of two games.
Now, because the real question is, are you upset because you think that's unlikely to win, or it's too much to understand? I mean, that's the real
question. No, it's I know this bet, and it's like the market came in, and typically this is what we're laughing at for the most part here. Is Kevin and I love these intriguing bets where they add to it, right? The 3x2, so much fun. It's a sprint. This is a sprint bet that you figured would be great. And the fact of the matter that we've never bet it one time like the way it was just intended, because you could bet this every single night, the 2-1, two hits in the first inning, see how it actually plays out, right? Oh, my goodness. So now you need two teams?
But okay, yeah. See, you're getting to the right question, though, because you and I do this on here 5 days a week, And you can check our Twitters. We're usually getting after it on weekends, too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we missed it. Maybe you'll tell me I'm wrong here. Have they ever boosted a solo 2x1 before?
I don't think so, no.
Like, and yeah, how is the first time boosting it, Donnie? Like, imagine the first time they introduced a 3x2, it was both TNT games that night. You'd be like, well, hold on a minute, Al.
Yes.
What are you doing? Like, why is the first time we do this a double up of games? That's awful.
That's just the way it's set up. Like, it should be one of those bets, which is right up my alley. Like, oh, that's kind of good. And the more I look at it, like, I would rather have, as I told you before, just give me the Yerfie in the first inning and boost it up. I don't care. If we get two hits, you're probably getting a run anyway. But my goodness, I would love the solo home run in the first inning, and you didn't get your bet because it was the only hit.
Like, you know, it's so funny because we can only base it off what we like, of course. But it just feels like things were so... Donnie, they used to boost Yerfies. I remember when they would give us the boost of, like, each pitcher to throw a strikeout in the first inning?
Yes.
We used to be on those, even if maybe they didn't make all the sense.
Was it a strikeout? I don't think that was one of them. What was the strikeout one, though? Was it three strikeouts in three innings or something?
It was definitely a first inning strike. Donnie, it very well could have been, like, three total strikeouts, but
yes,
the first inning.
I think it was
that what it was.
The three was throwing me off. It was either
you know what? I think maybe
three
you're spot
strikeouts.
Because I remember Walker Buehler being a part of one against the Giants, and I think it was basically like, all right, you're asking Walker Buehler to strike out two guys. But at the time, I think we were just rocking it. I think it worked out actually, if I'm not mistaken. But
no, I don't think it did. I don't think it did. I think it came down to the last batter. I think it actually came down to the last batter. We didn't.
Oh, you know what? Now that you say it, because you were complaining that Walker Buehler wouldn't throw, like, a fastball, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
You were like, hold on, man. He's throwing 89? Like, yeah. I hit that. I think that's kind of...
Let's start getting busy, pal.
Yeah, exactly. But just what happened? Like, again, like, we sound like, back in my day. But back in my day, the boost board used to be tangy.
Yeah,
and I don't know what happened.
One of the first things that you look forward to. And even when we used to say, okay, because when we did the night show, it was like, all right, let's check all of these boards and see who has the best ones. And DraftKings, like, you know what? These bets are so tangy, we're not even hanging odds anymore on any odds boost. One of the best, I'm telling you, and there has to be a reasoning behind it. One of the best things sportsbooks did was offer odds boosts because they were eye-catching, fun bets at plus money that you couldn't risk. Like, oh, man, I'll put my $1,000 on. I lost. This was ridiculous. Like, no, it wasn't designed for that. The original design of an odds boost was come bet on our sportsbook. Look at this cool bet here that you could pick up a quick $50 and turn that into $75 with plus money, and then you're going to bet that a little bit later tonight. What happened to the spirit of the game, as I like to say? What happened to that? The odds boost wasn't designed to take your money. The odds boost was designed to have a fun bet that gave you a legitimate chance to take down plus money, knowing that you would return bet that at the sports book.
And then we got to a point, Donnie, where the odds boost were -125, like after the boost. I mean, we were splitting on boost taking a bath, like ultimately.
Yes,
like,
correct.
Like, it was like, hold on a minute now.
The three by two is like, you take both of them, you win one, you get plus money, you had a lot of fun with content, and you won some money on that night. And then it turned into, wait, I got to go 2-0 to make money tonight in this?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
It was incredible. It really, just the way things shifted. And again, I always say this, like, every time I want to be very hard on FanDuel, I always have to make sure I slam their DraftKings, though, because they just bowed out. And then and the funny thing is, right, is like every book is imperfect. BetMGM, just I hated the phrasing because they were pretending they were giving you more. The 8x boost, even though you're getting 7x your money.
Yes.
I couldn't stand that, right? Caesars, I had to odds check every single one of their boosts because I probably could get better odds on FanDuel on just a normal parlay. So there was that problem we ran into. Does BetMGM have NBA draft odds, by the way, to add like a fourth book into this equation?
Yeah, let's check. Let me hit the home page on there for them. Okay, so we'll go to NBA. There's no tab for NBA draft, but we do have NBA champion futures, Eastern awards.
Just nothing.
It doesn't look like it has. Let me just hit all bets on futures. Yeah, no, it doesn't have anything. Nothing. This is the question. Is this market too hard to handicap from a book's perspective, where they know they can guaranteed make money? Is that what I'm hearing? Because usually they can, like, what I'm saying is, like, you see the NFL draft. they must have a formula down where they're confident in all their numbers. They'll spread it out across the board. Go ahead, bet what you want.
Yeah.
But it seems like in the NBA market, it's almost like we're not so confident in how this works. So let's just not put anything up there because, hey, we could win a lot of money, but also we could get drilled and it's going to be our fault. And then you say, you know, we'll stay away from it.
Yeah, like that. It is interesting, right? Of, you know, how many, like, how many casual bettors are there on an NBA draft, right? Compared to, say, an NBA playoff game, mm-hmm. right? Probably not as many. So that could be a problem. But I also, you know, I wonder, are you maybe more vulnerable the more markets you have? So maybe that's why things are, you know, tightened down a little bit. But also, I mean, we know this, right? You know, the way the odds are kind of split, right, Donnie? In terms of, you know, oh, like you have one market where there's, it's all minus numbers, right? Like everywhere. Like, you know, mm-hmm. if you want to bet stuff, you have to lay big juice, it feels like. And
yes.
So there's kind of that problem, too. And the other thing, though, but you're really only probably supposed to get beat DRS on, like, an initial wave. It's that now, you mean to tell me somehow, some way, there are, again, people who have 20-1 on Paolo Bancaro, like, multiple times? Do you know what I mean? Like yeah. they got it a week ago and today, and were then able to buy back on Jabari to, you know, kind of limit their risk load there. It's just that's the thing with the draft markets too, is while I obviously have always said it's a little bit interesting that we're just betting on information and, you know, hearsay, but this is what we've always been doing, and it's just never been done like this.
Yeah, and I guess you have to credit FanDuel, I guess, a little bit for still trying to hang around in the game, even though you look at the NFL draft, it's pages. You look at the NBA draft, it's a quarter of a page. We'll be right back here on Moneyline Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Return to- and we're back here. Moneyline, this is going to be a fast show because it's about as fast as these odds are rising here on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Is Jabari Smith now at a minus 480. I need another swing, though. Like, I'm talking, I need, like, the next update, Jabari Smith minus 260. I'm like, okay, now we got, like, funny business all over the place. But this is fun to watch. It's fun to watch because, as the old sharps say, we see this every single draft. But as the new sharps say, no, we don't.
Yeah. Shout out to all the new sharps there. Don, you know the one update, though, that sends everybody into absolute nuclear warfare. Chet Holmgren goes to the favorite. Not even the favorite. Plus 120. Like, co-favorite with Jabari. People won't even know it. The sportsbook might close down.
Yeah, by the way, if I'm the sportsbook, if I'm FanDuel right now, like, just have fun with everybody, every 20 minutes I'm locking everything up. You know what I mean? Because that sends people into a panic. Like, something's going on. Yeah.
I mean, what do you think it takes in terms of amount to get them on the move? Like, I don't think that FanDuel's calling Adrian Wojnarowski themselves.
Yeah.
You know what? So it's just probably bet after bet after bet after bet. Like, to be honest with you, right, DRS?
Yes.
If you personally went and put 10 grand right now on Paolo Bancaro to go first, does he go back down to, like, plus 150?
I think he would, yes, because the majority of bets are coming in as $50 to $100 bets. Whereas when you're getting that, but also back to your point, like, how does it, like, get shut down? I don't think it's actually the amount of money spent, per se. I actually think it's the, now hold on here, the betting irregularities here where we just took 375 straight bets on Jabari Smith to be number one. You know, you get that, oh, hey, boss, what do you think we should do? Shut it down, see what's going on right now. If they missed it, do you know what I mean? Because the one thing that is interesting, that Woj tweet hit, and what we say, 5 minutes before it got taken down? 4 or 5 minutes? Like, that wasn't one of those where they saw it, said, okay, this is ridiculous, turn it off. Because those are always the fun times where, you know, the fan, any sports book that you have, typically, you're like, okay, I'm logged in. They try to bet, like, wait, they're saying I'm not logged in. Like, oh, man, this is going to cost me, right? This extra 30 seconds. And it didn't, which is kind of funny where we ended the show and say, well, how much, Donnie, did you bet? I put a half unit down. just because I don't know if I trust the, I should trust the information. It's Woj, but it's not one of those like I'm willing to risk, let's just say, 3 units on I lose. Like, now what? Why did I do that? Like, I wanted to just have some fun, so I did that. And I remember telling you, I was like, man, I think I missed an opportunity. And when it came back the first time I saw it, which you're saying it was way higher, was like minus 6,000. Like, oh man, could have turned that $50 into like 5 units. But then I saw the creeping down until like one. I say, oh. Maybe I'm glad I didn't just jump on the first news, but now it looks like it's settling back in here.
And so the only difference for me is I had a chance to get in like you did, but I had it queued up for a little bit more across all three of the markets.
Yeah.
And I guess one of those scenarios where I'm glad I trusted my gut. Because right now, Donnie, now all three of them are back about up to minus 400 in the agreement with Woj, right? But there's already been enough that I would be uneasy, right, if I had big bets out on the top of the draft. If I wasn't, if you're not a typical big bettor, and you, because I say this too, Donnie, see, let me see if you agree with this there, right? Let's just say your typical unit's $100, right? Just a, you know, a flat number to make this easy for people, right? You bet $100 on the Giants team total. You've done every bit of analysis you can. The number makes sense, right? But at the end of the day, they have to play the game. Right?
Yes.
You never know what's going to go wrong. In the same vein, if the number one reporter in the entire NBA tells you, yeah, that guy's going first, and he's never wrong, it almost seems futile to be betting $100. He basically just said, hey, there's a temporary ATM, your choice, how much do you have? And to me, it does feel, and we always talk about, you know, and you know, bet responsibly, right? But it feels like you have a moment in time right there to responsibly press it down, because it seems like the number one NBA reporter just told you that this is going to be on the move.
Yes. Chiefs are favored by 7 points over the Denver Broncos. Broncos bring in Russell Wilson to town fully healthy, and you get a tweet out from Adam Schefter that says, this is just in health and safety protocols, both Travis Kelce and also Patrick Mahomes will not play in this game. And the book leaves that minus seven up for 5 minutes. Your obligation is not, like, I'm just handed something out. Again, they still have to play the game. And could the backup come in or something go wrong? Yes. But you're right. Like, that type of information where I'm giving you something that's almost, and it's not even as bad as the NBA did. He's basically telling you, no. It's already played out. Like, if I get, like, if, let's just say Adam Schefter gave you the final score, right?
Yes.
31-14 is the final.
Yes.
Do what you will with this information.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's, again, like, even in a world where you basically, hey, Tom Brady is going to play 0 games for the Bucs this year, right? And you all of a sudden bet them under 11.5. They're still going to play all 17 games.
Yes.
So I'm in a great spot. I'm very, very likely to win. I'm going to beat a number. But the comparison that you made is the right one. It's not if they gave you injury news. It's if Schefter tweeted out, here's the final score, 31-14. You bet under 50.5 and lost. Well, hold on a minute. Now, just hold on a minute, right? And again, like, I could have got back. I mean, Jabari went down to minus 135. I probably could have, you know, grabbed it before the move began again. Like, there, it was almost like I had a second chance at life, right? I missed the first Woj boat. I could have got back into, and I can't trust it right now. It doesn't feel safe, which is crazy.
And that number, like, and again, it's 480 right now, and we're just, it's one, you know, East Coast time, it's 131. I think you sent that tweet out, what, like 5 minutes before the show at that low price of minus 130, which I retweeted. Yeah. And by the time I got the retweet out here, it was already on the move going higher. So something, again, is leaking out. And I guess it's getting back to what Woj initially said. But just kind of fun to see this backtracking, because once it goes with that Woj tweet, you figure it's never coming back. And not only did it not come, and I'm talking about like minus 20,000 to minus 6,000 to minus 5,000. Like, okay, it's just evening out because other teams, maybe somebody's just taking shots on dogs at this point just to see if something wild happens so they adjust. But that late move around the 1 o'clock Eastern time frame, that was serious money. Must have been either A, coming in on Boncaro, Chet Holmgren, or somebody got a call from the Orlando front office. Now, just hold on. Like, we're going to speak off the record here. We are still swinging and fighting for players in this draft room right now.
Yeah, like that. And to make that final point there of, if you got that piece of news from Woj and you pressed it down and it reappears at minus Let's just use 6,000, even though I promise you it was 20,000. It reappears at minus 6,000. Job done. There's nothing to think about anymore. You won. You won. Donnie, what, you know, Donnie, give someone an equivalent of a minus 6,000 favorite in a game.
Eagles up 35-3 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Like that's where we are. And yet somehow the Minnesota Vikings just scored a touchdown and returned the onside kick to the house.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't even compute that thing could touch minus 135. Even, Donnie, if we sat here right now, like, man, it is a little odd that it's back under minus 500. It was pick.
Crazy. I mean, it is really wild to try to break it down and think about. Quick update here in Major League Baseball also. You do have some runs across the game. I don't have any runs in yet. It looks like the top of the second inning, Guardians and the Twins at zeros. But the Rockies and the Marlins tied at 2. The Braves 6-1 over the Giants. The Dodgers 3-0 over the Reds. The Cubs 2-1 over the Pirates. And then, of course, the Guardians and the Twins. And 2-11 Eastern first pitch, Hudson and Alexander, which I actually have an over in that game. Milwaukee Brewers, a lot of my games going off early today, which is great. Excuse me, I have the St. Louis Cardinals, team total over 4.5 at a plus 100 price there. So I have some afternoon action, which is nice. You get the action out of the way. You can enjoy some other things. Now, other big news, and I guess across the, it's probably guys, what, Big Ten Ben, like going wild here, radio show popping. Arch Manning committing to the University of Texas out of nowhere. And I love this, too, because I need to see this. Because this is one of those kids that was just preordained to go. He can go wherever he wants. His family has got what, like, and I saw somebody joking around, like, man, like, you know, we're going to talk NIL in a second. But he must have got paid a lot there. And somebody going, well, his family, like, he could just ask for $1 million for them. That's not the way rich people work. The more money, the better. So Arch Manning, have you ever heard of this one here? Like, we're under a scholarship squeeze. So the best player in the country, let's just say he's a quarterback. I remember, you know, I'm going to use an exact example here. The Miami Hurricanes, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, the son of the CEO or somebody way up in FedEx, billionaire basically, hundreds of millions of dollars, his son was a very good quarterback, like a 3-star coming out of like Memphis or whatever, Tennessee, wherever the main hub is for FedEx. And I remember people going, you know what should happen here? His father should just pay his $50,000 a year tuition so he can save the university a scholarship where they can go and, you know, get another player. And I said, yeah, what world do you live in here? And that's what I'm getting. What I'm getting at now is the NIL. Oh man, why do you, Texas probably paid him? He doesn't need the money. What? Yeah. If somebody says, okay, here's the NIL. Here's how we have it set up for you, Arch. You come here. You're probably going to make close to $10 million if you stay 3 years. Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to go to Alabama where I'm not going to get any. Stop it. I don't care about the money situation. He's, you know what I mean? That was the first thing that popped in people's mind. He doesn't need the money. Why would he take it? Oh, man.
Donnie, Bronny Jr. gets drafted by an NBA team and says, actually, I'm good on the contract.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's got me. He's a billionaire.
I want league minimum for the rest of my, because I want to build the team around me, because my dad's a billionaire, and he just says, you know what? I'll give you a few mil a year.
Yes.
Come on.
It's exactly why Rodgers re-signed in Green Bay for more money than anybody, even though it isn't me. Donnie, how did Brooks Koepka end up on the LIV Tour?
Exactly.
So, yes, I mean, you want to talk about people are lost in the sauce, and but I am certainly, like, that Arch Manning news broke, major headlines, we're talking about it. I mean, that's a appointment viewing, game number one kind of player.
Reminds me of, Jimmy Clausen headed up to Notre Dame. My goodness. We'll be right back here on Moneyline. Stay tuned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here on Moneyline. And whoa, are we ready? Big NBA draft tonight. If you want to get involved here and tell us if you have some changing opinions on the draft, 844-843-6879. Did you go the wrong way and you're trying to get your money back somehow here? Let us know. Exactly. Let us know over here to see how those odds have changed. The odds I'm waiting for are the Cleveland Guardians to start to score some runs here as we're now in the bottom of the second inning. But you know who's not worried about scoring in like 95-degree temperatures? The Atlanta Braves in the fourth inning as Swanson goes yard again for his second of the game. game to take a 7-1 lead over the San Francisco Giants. So things are underway here. Runs across the board, probably from the teams you anticipated, right? Atlanta scoring, the Dodgers scoring. Look at that little Pittsburgh action here between Steele and Quintana, both lefties that, in that game.
That Dodger game, it met the numbers. I had hesitations for the second time, and I don't know. It is what it is. But Hunter Green had a 6.5 strikeout prop that did work to the under. Now, the main reason I didn't bet it, besides because Hunter Green has actually been a really good strikeout pitcher this year, is it was -115, and then I opened up the app and went to -136, and I have a bad temper, and that made me furious, so I didn't bet it. That's like the real reason why.
Yep.
But it still actually like was worth it at that juice based on the projections. I'm going to be disappointed if it works out, but it was one of those things where, you know me, I'm just, you know, capping the strikeout prop angle of it all. But I was like, man, Hunter Green's probably due to get lit up, isn't he? Like, things have been going maybe a little too well for Buddy here. Dodgers, you know, roster coming into town. So just when I hear you say some early Dodger runs there, it certainly doesn't sound surprising to me.
Yeah, no, it's one to be on the checkout. But I know exactly what you're saying here. I do. Let's try to look at this here. Now, where's this next line movement going to come? Like, I almost find myself like with side eyeing. Like, do I need to refresh this? Like, am I going to miss like that blink where the blink comes 30 seconds too late, and I want to be in on it just to see where it comes from? But I think a lot of the fun. And as I said, the number 5 overall pick +125. So I actually lost juice on my Keegan Murray bet. It was down to +110. Now it's +125 here, number 5 overall.
And I wanted to ask you about that because, obviously, look, you tell me, you're not big into the NBA draft, right?
No.
But I know you always put your work in.
Yes.
When it comes to betting stuff. So I'm just beyond curious, like, how you settled on Keegan Murray at the 5 spot.
Yeah, here's how I did it. Pulled up about 4 or 5 mock drafts, put in like an average. It looks like most people were saying he's the 5th, therefore that's my play. Like, there's no me making phone calls, and I went back and watched video. I did all this. Oh, I said, I need a plus money number. That's not ridiculous where, like, what do you mean +700? You know he's not going to get picked at that spot. Or let me go -800 for Chet Holmgren or whoever to be the number 2 pick. I wanted to pick something that had a legitimate chance, but by no bearing is me saying, man, I zeroed in on this pick. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's more likely I threw a dart and it hit Keegan Murray at the 5 spot. So
the thing is most people, I think, are batting your way. And by the way, if anybody, this is not meant to be a slight, but if anybody tells you that they're betting, for example, Keegan Murray to go 5 because they're the 5th player on their big board, you don't listen to anything else that person has to say, because that is completely irrelevant information to you when you're trying to make your bets. And not because that person, that could be the number one. You could get that.
It's like
source.
Kuiper's big board versus where these guys are actually going. Like, he's the best player in the draft.
Correct.
He was 13th.
I don't care about Kuiper's big. I don't care about Jonathan Givony's big board. Okay. I care about his mock draft. Those are the big differences there. The only thing is I've been very interested in that 5-6 pairing because, well, basically, Donnie, those are the most bettable numbers on the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keegan's, you know, +125, and Benedict Mathurin's a -115.
Yep.
And I saw more Keegan Murray 5s than Benedict Mathurin's 5s. But there was one blurb, and it was Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer who had Mathurin go 5 with Keegan Murray still on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing he included, this is the tough thing, right? Because you have to find these notes and who's right and who's wrong. Was apparently Mathurin had a great workout with the Detroit Pistons. Now, that does sound silly. I know it does.
Mm-hmm.
But teams are real stupid. And despite the fact that Benedict Mathurin played 2 years of college basketball, a 1-on-0 shoot around very much so could be enough to get them to the window, if you will, on Benedict Mathurin at 5 as opposed to Keegan Murray. So the reason I really asked is I was similarly to you going to bet that Keegan Murray, and I basically had enough there to just hesitate, but it does make sense. Look, it seemingly is Murray or Mathurin. So at +125, you basically have heads or tails. I think that's a fine
bet. Exactly. Win or lose, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Maybe add some intrigue. Hey, pick number 5 is coming up here. Let's see who it's coming down to. You hear the tea leaves coming out and maybe a Woj cryptic tweet on, you know, some wildcat that got loose, but it's not going to get caught at number 5. You know what I mean? Like one of those dumb things he's going to tweet out tonight just to try to usurp everybody. Yeah. But I did see the backlash, and I agreed with it today, was look at the NFL. They have a machine where there's way more people that are connected and way more in the know. Mm-hmm. And they all said, look, for the good of the draft, the good of the game, and ratings, which I remind you, you get paid off of here, don't do this anymore. And they calmed it down. Now, if you want to find guys 3 minutes before the pick's up giving out a pick, you can find it. But they're saying the main guns where they have millions of followers, where if you're an NFL guy, you're following Adam Schefter. If you're an NBA guy, you're following Shams and Woj. That's a guarantee. Yeah. The fact that they, like, there has to be something. You don't think, like, Adam Silver, like, I'm pretty sure he's talked to Woj directly multiple times, knowing he's a huge figurehead in that league because he's the mouthpiece. Picks up the phone and goes, no, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing here with this? Like, yeah. You're giving away it at 8 a.m., the 1, 2, and 3, which is the headline of the draft. It's like the NFL giving away 1, 2, and 3 at 9 a.m. Like, Roger Goodell would be on a barnstorming mission.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they would never, right, allow. Well, I don't know. Maybe they would. But there is something about, like, Donnie, would you say Schefter and Rappaport are competitive to one another? I would say they are. But doesn't it feel like the Woj and Shams thing is very, very competitive? I don't mean to go too far with this, but, like, in a legitimate, like, Red Sox-Yankees way. Like, it really seems like when like, I bet you, like, Shams hasn't tweeted today, Donnie.
Yeah,
probably because he spent all day being livid that Woj ripped off the first 3 picks. And he basically has been on speakerphone with Sacramento all day saying, you will give me the 4th pick because I need that scoop.
Yeah, exactly. And it's almost like he can't come behind. He can't come 3 minutes late and be like, sources say, here's 1, 2, 3. Like, it's just a terrible look at this point. Yeah. Like, we always joke about our guy Ari out here, which is my sports update. Like, just has the alert set to 3 NFL guys, changes 2 words around, I'm in the know here. But not really breaking any information. Like, we know when it comes out there, that breaking information is massive when it comes here. Now, what was that? Woj, I guess this is a Woj earlier tweet. Oh, no. The Lakers acquired Orlando's pick at 35 for a future second-round pick in cash, sources tell ESPN. So we'll see if that leads to any extra draft capital where they're maneuvering to make some moves and see what happens. But we're going to get a lot of this throughout the day. And the thing that's the most interesting to me is, look, 1, 2, 3, yes, that's all fine and good. But in the NBA, like, yeah, you're drafting like stars onto your team, you hope. The NFL the same way. But it just feels like in the NBA, you're waiting for the big numbers to fall. Like, I'm going to trade number 7 overall for a legitimate player. Package deal here going there. Legitimate players coming back. It seems like it's more advantageous. Like the Eagles getting A.J. Brown, that's really more of a rarity in the NFL. But I think it could happen to that where you get some big pieces moving around in the NBA.
I will be very, very surprised. Again, if there isn't a name you know move today. And again, and I don't know if that sounds low, Donnie, but like a Malcolm Brogdon being traded today. I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like a guy where, you know, not me, right? And maybe not even you, but like your father. Like, oh, man, I didn't know that. I didn't know DeAndre Ayton was getting moved today. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're going to get a legitimate NBA player moved today. Hope it's DeJounte Murray.
I hope it is. It would be fun to see here. Woj also tweets that the Lakers have been working to move into the draft and now land an early second-round pick tonight. That's not really moving into the draft, so I don't know what they're going to actually put, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we want to be a part of the show. Like, yeah, outside of, like, the top 10 in the NBA or whatever, you're not really in the draft unless you're looking to move it or use draft capital and trade into that. We'll see what happens, but I don't think too much is going to actually come out of that overall. So if we're looking again, updated on the board, Jabari Smith, I'm going to hit the refresh button so I'm not, like, left behind right here. Minus 480 to be number 1 overall. Boncaro plus 300. Chet Holmgren 22-1, which is like that carbon copy where that was Paolo Boncaro's spot at like 22-1 just a few days ago here.
Which, I mean, again, like the movement here is incredible. I am trying, by the way, just as we are doing this show, to just continue to move around and find late mock drafts. Because the one thing is, as fascinated as we are with this top three, and rightfully so, there are, as difficult as they might be to find on the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Oh, we got movement again.
There are other options out there that we could possibly be betting on and finding an angle with, which I have a couple loaded up. I'm really looking for one more late mock to give me a little extra confidence.
Yeah. Minus 370 now. We dropped from 390 now to 370 in the past few moments here for Jabari Smith. So we are getting moves. It's funny. Like, where is it coming from? Like, what is it coming from? People just dropping the hammer on Bankero? Like, look, I don't understand. We should have a definitive answer. We really should, unless it's like, all right, sportsbooks know who's going number one. We just have to manipulate odds so somebody so we keep clicking in our direction to save us. I don't know what it is. But you look, it's 1:52 Eastern right now. The draft is tonight. They are drafting in under, what, six, right around 6 hours, let's say.
Yeah.
Are we led to believe that the Orlando Magic, like, hey, you know, this is tight-lipped, this thing. Let's not give it away. Look, what are we doing now?
Right.
You don't know. Oh, it's coming down to the wire. Look, I'm telling you, we really don't know if we want Smith, Bankero, or Holmgren. That can't be happening now. This number should be minus 20,000 right now on the number one pick. It really forget about 2, 3, 4, and 5 because they're still moving parts. Number one, this should be a done, sealed delivery where somebody should know that we just hit up FedEx and a printing company to send over our Jabari Smith number one jersey so we can hold it up tonight. You know what I mean? Somebody has to have that.
It's so odd that this has moved so drastically, so consistently, but again, in the face of age, Woj, Donnie, in the face of Woj, let me ask you this, okay? Because I know we're coming up against a break, but this is a this is an important distinction to make here. Do you put any credence into the idea that Woj could turn around and be like, no, read my tweet again. I said Paolo would go to Houston. If the Rockets did trade up to number one, and he goes, I was right the whole time.
Got him. Yeah, that could happen. It could happen. But come on back with us, 844-843-6879. Get in the mix right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment here before we hit the top of the hour. It's Donnie and Kevin right here on Moneyline. It is teaser time, and the one thing I do know is I pay attention on this show, so I'm going to pay attention to JP here as he comes on and teases his plays here for the afternoon. Go ahead, JP.
Yeah, we're going right back with the total. I love the MLB totals.
No. All right. So now,
did you win again yesterday?
No, I didn't win yesterday.
Yeah, the over. Come Phillies, man. Phillies really ruined the deal there. Couldn't score a couple runs down there, Texas. Come on now. Now, if we look at JP's plays for tonight, I mean, there's one coming. Now, is it the 2-10 game, JP? Can we just rule that out so we don't have to rush that one?
Yeah, it's not the 2-10 game.
All right, so this is good now. So we got four games to actually pick from here.
Oh,
that's what I like. See what I mean? That's why we have to rule that out.
If it's not, we are dealing with a then 1-2-3-4 game board, right? And it's an over. Donnie, there are 8 options for us to choose from.
Yes.
I think I have.
I know where I'm going to.
I think I have. Let me tell you this. I think I have it, but if he bets one of these games, then I'm going to have some question marks about what's really going on.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that because I'll let him play his hand. You know what? Donnie, if he bets another Phillies game, he's not even capping the board. He's just capping Philly's games and letting us know which angle he thinks it's going.
That was one of your angles to start the season, right? Like, I'm just going to focus on like this. And,
at least.
And we threw that raid out, which is good. You want to expand those horizons out there. See what's out there. See what's out there. By the way, Jeter Downs has already been thrown back to AAA Worcester for the Red Sox here. So didn't work out all that well, being brought up to the majors here in his 180 batting average, which if you do follow, listen up. That was one of the topics this week. My man Jeter Downs. But anyway, that's for the day for another story here at that point.
I do got this for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One, I've made a gang of NBA draft bets. We'll give them to people. Two, Jabari's back under minus 300.
Oh, my goodness. Minus 260 as a price here. Top of the hour is going to be incredible. If you want to join the show, 844-843-689. Thank goodness Kevin's here, because otherwise, the draft, when is it? I don't know.